Our Heavenly Father, our soul is rest when we know you are with us. You're present in this room. You watch our service, our worship. So I pray the voice we raise, the song we sing, you would please. Everything we do for your glory, Father. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. The friends of God. When you study the Bible talking a lot about we are the children of God. And Paul, he talked about we are the servant of God. However, it seemed too good to be true when we have God as our friends, and that we can be the number among of his friends. And even Jesus Christ, when he is still on earth, he called his disciple, all of you, as his friend. That record in the book of John, chapter 15. So the friend of God, this morning, I want you and I, we go through the process, the scripture, so we would understand how we can be the friends of God and what exactly the relationship and how we can maintain the friends of God, our friend of Jesus Christ. The verse I pick in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 23, Abraham believed God. It was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. So just like you and I, we are believe in God. We believe in Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ, he is God. So if we truly believe in Jesus Christ, believe in God, we are called the friend of God. So four things we need to understand when we go back to the book of Genesis, how everything happened. So we would find out when we study the book of Genesis about the story of Abraham, four things it would happen and would help us to understand. God took the initiative in this friendship. Sometimes we're thinking about we make friend to God, but reality, God took initiative to do so. And secondly, this friendship was one of the mutual faith. Thirdly, the friendship was mutually satisfied. And also, lastly, just like Abraham, every friendship must be nurtured if it is to grow. So we go through one by one. God took initiative to this friendship. When you study the Bible, or especially the book of Genesis, there is no reference. It's made to Abraham. He put in effort to find God. However, God found Abraham and revealed his purpose and grace to redemption to him while he lived in Ur or the land of Chaldea. When you go through the whole Bible, there's three times the Bible record Abraham met God. Okay? But this would be the first time in the land of Ur, in the region of Ur. So what exactly God said to him? The God of glory appeared and said to him, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindreds and come into the land which I shall show thee. This is the old King James, so that even boy still have on the, you know, the thy and thou in there. So in the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 2 to 3, very much record what's going on. And you would understand this is like the first time Abraham met God. But it's also nothing in the Bible exactly telling us how God communicate or which manner God communicate to Abraham. It just say God said to him, but we don't know what exactly how he said. But personally, I believe God communicate to Abraham exactly the same way God communicate to you. But however, back in the time of Abraham, Abraham is in tremendous disadvantage because at that point in time, there is no Bible for Abraham to read. Okay? At that point in time of Abraham, there is no church for him to attend to. There is no such thing as a fellowship among the believer. So he has no way to communicate to God except God tried to communicate to him. We're much better than him because we have the scripture, we have the Bible, and through the Holy Spirit revealed God's word to us, teaching us and helping us to understand him. So the whole ideas or the principle of God, the friend of God, you need to understand, we seek God. Some of you said, yeah, I'm seek God. I found God. But reality, we are being sought by God. How many of you suddenly, you know, you had never said, well, God, I'm finding you. I'm going from here to there to find him. But reality, something is driving you to see him. Something, possibility, something is driving you to go to the church. So you're experiencing God. Something is driving you to talk to your friends, and somehow your friends share the message to you. And sometimes certain event it happened in your life, and suddenly you think about God. Okay? So it's mean from Abraham or the Genesis perspective, God always seek out to his people, driving us or pulling us to him. Okay? So it's not accident at all. If you have a chance to talk to your parents, or some of you, okay, and some of your parents, suddenly God said, hey, get out of your own country and come to the strange land. It's not accident, but it's in the redemptive plan of God. Okay? So we seek God because God being sought by God. And the same thing when we believe in Jesus Christ, in Christ, God come to this world to establish the personal and permanent friendship with all of you, all the people who are willing to walk by faith. Trust me, when you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord, your Savior, you walk in faith. By faith, you pray and accept him. It's not just accident. So God wants to be your friend, okay? And he's looking for the cooperation between you and God. The icon is Creator God, who on the cross revealed himself in indescribable love. Just like the song we sing about love this morning. Okay? Because of that love, he died on the cross for us and very much pulled us out of sin or the darkness and bring us to light. So here we can call God Abba, Father. And Paul said, we're the servant of God. But beyond that, he said, you are my friend. His friend. And that's a wonderful thing. Secondly, you would find out this friendship is one of the mutual faith. Abraham believed God and was imputed unto him for the righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. When you study the life of Abraham, okay, he really had a strong faith. God said, Abraham, you will be the father, you know, your children like sand on the sea. You will be, you know, the father of nation, and here the old man, okay? And he have no son. And he called Sarah, Sarah, you will be the mother of, you know, your children like sand on the sea. You will be, you know, the mother, the father of the nation, and here is your own woman. And as a human being, from technological perspective, medical perspective, no way the own woman like her, Sarah, can bear a child. But however, God's still faithful and she has a child. And from that point on, the redemptive of God, the plan of God happened. And through that process, okay, Christ show up, died on the cross. And through Abraham, descendant of him, we come to know Christ and believe in him and have everlasting. How many of you know Next month, one of our sisters going to have a baby. Our sister in this room. Oh, you raise your hand. So it's only one. No. Okay. So after this worship service, make sure you check out some of your sisters in this room. Next month, she's going to have a baby. So I'm thinking about the friendship is mutual faith. And by faith, probably next month, we might need to organize a baby shower for her. You know, baby shower is supposed to happen before she had a baby, not way after she had a baby, and then we may have, you know, the baby dedication instead of baby shower. Okay, we have to hurry up, or else next month we may have to plan for baby dedication. Okay, so check out. So I may have the test or the quiz next week, the name of the person, that kind of thing. Okay? So the friendship, one mutual faith, he staggered not the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving the glory to God and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. In the book of Romans, that the Abraham, it seemed like the only one, you know, record in, not only in Genesis, but also the book of Romans, the book of Acts, and even in the book of Hebrew, talk about his faith. So sometimes, you know, sometimes you pray for something, you wait for the promise of God, and look like it's not happened. Need to go back to Abraham. Okay? By mutual faith, it means you trust that person, you trust Christ, and you know he's faithful, it will happen, regardless how weakness we are. Now the Lord said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that will show you. Oh my goodness, just you wake up in the morning and say, get out of the country, and you go someplace you don't even know where to go. You have to be a very strong faith, I told you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse him who curse you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. I strongly believe whatever promise, you know, through Abraham, it would happen to us. Because he promised Abraham, you, I will make you a great nation. He promised to Abraham. From spiritual perspective, the nation of faith already happened. It spread all over the world. But again, the same thing, he may call you in this room. You, I will make you a great nation to go on and, you know, to the rest of the world, all the nation. I will bless you, make you great. It's wonderful when you are, or God is your friend, or you have a friend as God. He bless you and make you be great on whatever you do. So his name can be glorified, spread it out. But I love the most in the next verse, okay? I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse whoever who curse you. And that's a comfort when we do God's work, wherever the position or wherever God put in you. He said, who bless you, I will bless them. And of course, when you do God's work, or, you know, when we live in this society or wherever you go, probably some people may just curse you, okay? They just don't like you or whatever. And go back to the book of Genesis. It said, I will curse him who curses you. And we give the comfort, so you have the confidence and you have the strength, the courage to be yourself, to be a Christian, to be the son of God, the children of God, to be a friend of God in order to face the world. Because, hey, if somebody hates me because I'm Christian, God will take care of that person. Okay? And if they bless me and I say, the Lord bless you, and we move on. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob continued this call to discipleship and friendship and redemptive activity through Christ and the church. And the church is the body of Christ. So we can be friends of God if we will but respond by faith, as Abraham did, which lead to faithfulness. You know, I had like the mouthful of word up there, but the reason I have to read word by word to make sure I get my thinking across you. Okay? So it's very much the promise of God to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that calling and all of that is still happening to you today. Okay? To be a friend of God. So whatever the faith, Abraham respond by faith to God, he will do exactly the same thing to you if you respond by faith to him, just like Abraham. And that's the statement. But thirdly, this satisfies, mutually satisfied. You would find out the permanent relationship between God and Abraham proof is mutually satisfied. Let's just think about it. If Abraham not happy, he probably will break. But it seemed like, you know, whatever God promised him, he faithfully do God's work, and eventually God bless him. And he's satisfied. Whatever Abraham did is satisfy God. And whatever God bless Abraham and instruct him to do, okay, God also satisfy Abraham, and Abraham satisfy God. It is mutual satisfied. So the friendship does not always grow fast. The friendship, you know, between even among yourself, the friendship cannot just boom, suddenly it happens. It's not forming movement. It not grow fast, but it also take time. When you study Abraham, you find out, remember, he's an unbeliever. And suddenly something had happened in Abraham, and Abraham see, God see some faith in Abraham and then call him out. And by faith, okay, he get out of the country and he travel to the land God promised him. But when you study the life of Abraham, you see his faith grow day by day. Yes, he make mistake in Egypt. Yes, he make a lot of mistake along the way. But however, his faithfulness, God still forgive him by faithful, his faithfulness and rebuild him up, and the Bible call him, you know, like the father of faith. Okay, so the faith usually is the result of years of experience in which there are high points and low points, in which each party experienced the helpfulness of other. Same thing when you said, I have, this is my good friend, or my close friend, or my closest friend, or best friend, in order to go from acquaintance to know this person. You are a friend, this is a good friend, a better friend, and then the best friend. It's like the process. Yeah, there is some high, some low. You know, sometimes you're really happy with your friend, and sometimes your friend kept disappointing you. It's happened. But however, do we still trust each other to do so? Okay? When I studied up to this point, you know, when I was young, I really loved camping. So I read a lot of stories about the camping. And one of the morning, two guys camp out each other, and they're supposed to be best friends. Okay, buddy, buddy, we camp, and then in the morning, you know, you boil the water and make the coffee and drink the coffee and enjoy, camp out. And suddenly, one guy saw the greasy bear. He said, "Ooh, the bear! We have to run." And that guy turned, another friend turned around, the second guy turned around, saw the bear. He said, "Yeah, we better run." And he turned around, he saw the first guy who alert about the bear. He hurried up and switched over to his tennis shoe. So his friend said, "Well, you know, we cannot outrun the bear." They said, "But one thing I know for sure, I can outrun you." Sometimes, you know, we said, "Yeah, you are my friend." But a lot of time when chaos, when situation things happen, and you would realize that you have friend or not. Okay? But again, when you study Abraham, friend of God, you would find out, you know, the friend like Jesus Christ, because you are friend, you are my friend. So I will die for you to save you. Okay? So when we get up to the level of best friend, sometimes we have to sacrifice, we have to very much give up ourselves a lot to friend. Okay? So eventually, when you go through life, there's a lot of measurement in life. You will find out you have friend or not, or you just have acquaintance or whatever. When the test, when the pressure comes, you will realize, look around, say, how many is still with you? Okay? But one thing you know for sure, Jesus Christ, our Lord, when everybody run away, he's still there. He's still your friend. Okay? When look like in this hopeless situation, no friend around. The one who friend, they already run. They outrun you. It's only Christ with you. And that's the comfort. You have to hold on to it. So you have the energy. You should have the courage. So you can look at life from different perspective. And then you appreciate how Christ died on the cross for you. Abraham. So even when they talk about the trust, and then God said, Abraham, I want you to worship me by, put your son, your only child, the promised child, at a worship offering. And by faith, Abraham said, yes, sir. Sometimes I'm not quite sure I can do that. Okay? But when I'm studying Abraham, okay, and Abraham truly, he faithful and he obedient to God. And he take his son, and before to the worship point, he said to his servant, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you. He's talking about the faith, because he said, God said, well, your son will be the worship offering. But read the word by faith. He said, we will worship, then we will come back to you. He didn't say, and I coming back to you. But we. So suddenly, Abraham, he trusts God. He said, well, something is not make sense, but I still obey you. But I trust you. Somehow, something would happen. So we, it means me and my son will come back. And the rest of the story, you know. Okay? But when I'm studying the book of Hebrew, Hebrew explained to us a little more, give us more information. Abraham believed that God could raise the dead. And figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from the dead. So truly by faith, he made an offering to God, his son. Okay? And by faith, he know his son will come back. And reality, God prepared, the angel prepared, there is a sheep, and then, he worshiped. He make an offering through God provide. And the same thing when we understand this, the redemptive plan of God, he already prepared Christ as a redemptive for us. So this kind of faith will lead to transform spiritual experience today, even as it did Abraham's day. God is utterly trustworthy. He can be dependent on. He cannot lie. One of the characteristics of God, God cannot lie. So whatever he promised in the Bible to you, he will fulfill that promise. Last night when we had a Bible study at one of our church members, okay, I told the church member, we guarantee God answer our prayer 100%, as long as we pray based on the promise of God. And he promised 1,000 things in the Bible. Okay? He cannot lie. He is a friend of all of us need. We are the friends. He need to carry forward his redemptive purpose for in the world. So he using us to process or to go on with his plan. So we have to nurture to be grow. A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than the brother. You probably experience this a lot. And the Bible also says so in the book of Proverbs. This is true for the divine friendship, just like in the human friendship. Human friendship, you would find out very, very difficult to find the best friend. Okay? And sometime through your life, you have no opportunity to test out your friend. When you're in trouble, you're in chaos. If they show up to you, they are your friend. If they not show up when you're in chaos, you're in trouble, they may be just friend, but not the best friend. However, we know for sure Jesus Christ has come, so we may know God as our Father, the friends. Okay? From spiritual perspective, we can have peace in our mind. He's our friend. So in order to increase our wonderful fellowship, we need to trust him. Because when trust, we can obey. But if we don't have trust, how can we be obedient? And that's the lesson we learned to Abraham. There are several things we can trust Christ. We can count on him because he is our Lord, our Savior. We can count on him to give us advice. When we pray to him and then when you open the Bible, he may send some advice. Or sometimes you pray and you talk to your friend, somehow your friend says something and it click, gives advice, especially the friend in Christ. And sometimes the friend would help us to overcome, defend the accuser. Each one of us, on way in life, somebody will accuse us something, and he will be our defender. And the same thing, he will rebuke and correct us when we drift away from him. As a human nature, yes, sometimes we wander. Okay, a lot of temptation out there. And Christ, the Holy Spirit, our friend, will remind us we might be on the wrong track and pull us back. But lastly, I like Proverbs because faithful are the wounded of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Sometimes the friend gives us advice, corrects us, is hurt. As human nature, we're always against something. Okay, we like something, we want the people try to say something we like. If they say something against, you know, our thinking, and somehow we automatic against or respond opposite direction. So we also have to be careful because a lot of people may sweet talk us, okay, may flowery us, or may make us proud, or become selfish. All of that can happen. And sometimes the friend in Christ may correct us. Sometimes it hurts. Okay, but from the love of God and as a God friends, we need to understand that. So what I'm trying to communicate to you, just like in the book of Revelation said, our Lord Jesus Christ will evaluate the quality of mind and the spirit and action of the heart or the hand. So we go through life, he always go through that process to us. And if you had the chance to study the book of Revelation from chapter 1 to chapter 3, when he revealed his message to seven churches, he very much say, this church is good, but there's something wrong, you're faithful, and there's some promise. And the same thing, we go through the process as our Christian life. So what exactly the friend of God? I want you to understand God take initiative for this friendship. He pull you, he drive you to him. And it always mutual faith. You have faith in him and he faith in you. That mutual faith. And there's some joyful when we obedience to him through trust. And whatever God promised to you, he will fulfill his promise. And the same thing is always take time to grow. Okay, the lesson from spiritual perspective it can also apply to your, you know, regular life when you try to build up the friendship among you, okay, among the friend in the church or friend at work or wherever, something. Let us stand up so we can read this verse together. Okay. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. Okay, put your name in there. Okay, I believe God will account to me for righteousness. And I was called the friend of God. So each one of you in this room is a friend of God. Okay, but if you're not happen to a friend of God, because you have never known Jesus Christ, or you have never prayed except Jesus Christ as your Lord, your Savior, contact me so I can explain to you and help you so you can be the children of God, the son, the child of God. Because you have to be the child of God, and then you can become the friend of God. Okay? Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much because you are wonderful. And the scripture reminding us, whoever believes in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior will be the children of God. But however, more than that, we are privileged to be the friend of God. So I pray each one in this room are or will be the friend of God. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with all the people, the children of God, the friend of God in this room, from now and forever. Amen.